My scripture reading is in Jonah 1 and starting with the first verse. If you've never read the book of Jonah, it's very short, but it's very powerful, very relevant. Let's start with verse 1, Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa and found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious holy Sabbath day. We thank you that we can come here in this beautiful setting to remember you and to praise you and to honor you, to give glory to you for all of the wonders that you do. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless this service, the words, the thoughts. Help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. And amen. My text is the verse 1 and 2 of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." Sort of reminds you of something else, don't it? It reminds me of the time before the flood, when the world was full of wickedness and full of violence. It reminds me of the time when the Lord went to Abraham and then on to Lot in Sodom. And the Lord came down because of the wickedness of those cities. And we see here that Jonah was called on by God because the wickedness of the city of Nineveh had come up to him in heaven. Now, we don't know exactly all the details and how that is and how it comes, how it happens, but we do know that God knows all and God sees all, and God is everywhere at all times. The marvel of God's word is that it is always relevant to the needs of God's people, regardless of the time in which they live. The book of Jonah reveals God's personal call to Jonah for his service. And God speaks to us today and calls us to service. God calls us out for his need to be met. Will we respond, or will we rebel as Jonah did? Will we say, "Here am I, Lord, send me"? Or will we turn and run in the opposite direction, as Jonah did? Jonah was called out for a specific task by God. He was given specific directions. He made his own specific decision, the result of which presented a very definite dilemma. It always gets worse, and it always gets ugly when you go in the opposite direction to God's call. Let's look at this man, Jonah. Jonah was from a little town that was about 4 miles above Nazareth. It was in Galilee. It was close to the Sea of Galilee. Jonah is relatively unknown in the Bible, except just for a couple of occurrences. And one was that in 2 Kings 14 and 25, he was God's messenger to Israel during the reign of King Jeroboam II. And then other than that instance in 2 Kings, we only have the book of Jonah and the experiences surrounding his call of God to go to Nineveh. God had a specific plan for Jonah. He had specific instructions. So here we see the sovereign will of God in choosing Jonah, an unknown, but God knew exactly who he was looking for and what he was looking for. He knew where to find him. And you know, it's the same with us today. When God has something for us to do, he has a task for us. It can be both wonderful and it can be a little bit frightening to know that God knows where we are. And he knows how to get with us. He knows how to get our attention. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Whenever God speaks, he speaks with substance. He has no time for just idle chatter. He doesn't waste words. It's serious business with God. When we read or listen to his message, then we become responsible for what God places before us and what God places in our hands. These words were directed specifically to Jonah. And he could not take comfort in the fact that they were meant for someone else. He knew God was calling him. Along with these words came the fact that God knew Jonah. He knew his strength and he knew his weaknesses. And he both knows that detail of each one of us. He knew also Jonah's potential. And perhaps some of us today have potential for God's work that we have not yet realized. But yet God knows the potential. And God's going to call us according to knowing us and knowing what we're capable of. We're prone to forget that God not only knows the situation, but he can not only know the situation at the moment, but he sees the beginning and the end. He knows the result. He knows how things are going to be at the end. And when we learn to cooperate with him, we won't fail in what he gives us to do. Those were God's directions to Jonah, is that he go to the great city of Nineveh. Of course, the Bible lets us know how great of a city it was. Perhaps it was Baghdad. And we've heard quite a bit about Baghdad recently. in past years. But it was a great city. It took several days to go from one side to the other. And the Bible goes into detail about describing that. But the city had become wicked. When God called Jonah, Jonah was in this little town. Jonah was a relative unknown. And God called him to go to the east. I'll use our directions here. God said to go to Nineveh. It was east from where he was. But what did Jonah do? He went the opposite direction, west, to the Mediterranean Sea, to the little port of Joppa, and caught a ship. Went on a cruise, or headed on one, but he didn't make his destination, as you read. The dilemma that Jonah was in is that he seen that he was being called out of his comfort zone. That's my message to you today. Title of my message, Comfort Zone. Are you in a specific comfort zone? Would you fear, as Jonah did, to be called away from that in which you are familiar? Jonah, like all other Israelites, he felt great security and pride in his identity with Israel. Jehovah was his God and the God of his people. So it was business as usual with Jonah. Everything familiar, at ease, in his comfort zone, until his call from God. Then all of a sudden, God broke Jonah's secure and comfortable lifestyle. We can imagine that Jonah thought, "Why me, Lord? Why not one of those great and notable prophets who live in the bigger cities and are well known and knows the city of Nineveh and know the ways of the pagan people that live there? Why not call one of them? I'm just a country preacher out in the boondocks of Galilee." This simple lifestyle is all that I know. "Not me, Lord. Send Isaiah, Amos, Hosea. They could do the job far better than me." Why Nineveh? Jonah was really a bigoted Jew. Nineveh was a pagan city. Nineveh was a city of the Gentiles, considered by Jonah and the other Israelites as being unclean, evil. Jonah didn't want anything to do with Nineveh. Nineveh would have been the furthest place in his mind as far as going on a vacation. He would never go to Nineveh. He didn't want anything to do with it. But God seen the need. God seen that there was something that needed to be righted. There was people that needed to know that they were going in the wrong direction. God may ask you to do something that doesn't make sense at all to you, something that you really don't choose to do. There's many things that we don't know about why God chooses to call and how he chooses to call. God may be directing you in a certain direction that you don't understand. So you are saying, I can't do it. It's too big for me. I'm afraid. I just don't like going in that direction. I don't feel comfortable doing that kind of thing. I just can't understand why God would say to me, do that. One of the thrilling things about God is that he's full of surprises. We never know what he's going to do next. But we can take comfort in the words of the angel that spoke to Mary concerning her conception of Jesus, and that is, with God, nothing is impossible. Makes you think of Abraham and Sarah, doesn't it? When at ages 90 and 100, God said to them, you're going to have a son. And the scripture says, is anything too hard for God? Is anything impossible with God? And we know that it's not. We had Jonah's directions from God. God put Jonah in what turned out for him to be a dilemma. He didn't want anything to do with the pagan people. God said, go warn them. Disaster is coming. Change. Repent. Turn from your wickedness and your wicked ways. And that was Jonah's message to the people of Nineveh. Jonah's decision, after saying to the Lord, not Nineveh, Lord, anywhere but Nineveh. When Jonah deliberately turned his back on God's will for his life at that time, that might have been the end of Jonah. God had dealt with people in other situations similar, and the result could have been very severe. It could have been separation from God. It could have been loss of eternal life. It could have been out of the family of God for Jonah. And it may be for us too. When God calls us, and if we react by turning our back or going in the wrong direction that God is telling us to go, or refusing to do what God has for us to do. Sometimes through our disobedience, we force God to finish with us before he would like to. When we persist in saying no to God concerning something that he wants to do, something we know he wants us to do, sometimes the result might be that God will say, all right, go on and do it your way. I'll use another. And he does choose someone else to do the job he had planned for us. But that was not the end of the story for Jonah. God stayed with Jonah. Jonah thought that he had settled the matter once and for all. But just as God knew where Jonah was when he called him in the little village of Gath-Hepher, He knew where he was when he boarded the ship for Joppa. We as Jonah must be willing to heed the call of God, even if it means going out of our comfort zone. We find in situations in which God calls us to do things that we don't feel comfortable with, we find sometimes that our reaction to God seems all of a sudden to be rather easy, sort of as it was for Jonah. It's sort of as once we decide to rebel against God, it seems like everything goes downhill. Just as Jonah found a ship just ready and waiting there for him at the port of Joppa, ready to take him in rebellion to God away from the city Nineveh. So it is that Satan sees to it that the means of our resistance to God are easy and they're available. Jonah chose the easy road. He chose the easy way out. He chose to not go out of his comfort zone initially. Satan seemed to it that it was easy for him to do that. And he's going to do likewise for us. Help us to go against God's will for us. According to Jonah's experience, we can be sure of one thing. And that is, if we are God's children, we are not our own. We belong to Him. We are His children. And He is our Heavenly Father. We are the sheep of His pasture. And He cares for us just as any lost sheep, the shepherd would for the lost sheep. He will go looking for us as we react to Him, sometimes like Jonah. He is our Heavenly Father. He's going to deal with us just as disobedient children when the need arises. But the joy that comes when we come to our senses and realize that the Father has our better good at heart, and that He has a worthy task for us to accomplish for Him. We need to learn to say, as Samuel did in the Scriptures, "Here am I, Lord. I can do nothing in my own strength, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Let's see that we heed the call of God even as we go away from familiar things. If you would you stand with me in prayer?